Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Enlightening Your Way. I am your host, Nancy Lombardo. We are airing live simultaneously on the Lily Bell Blog Radio Show and, of course, here on the official Lily Bell Assembly Facebook page. I am a year-round resident here at Lily Bell and the president of the Church of Living Spirit, which is an independent spiritualist church on the ground. I'm a military veteran, retired police detective, and fitness and yoga instructor, and wellness is my passion. My show is a combination of my many life experiences that will feature various topics and guests to help enrich one's mind, body, and soul on your pathway to healthy living. My Facebook page is Wellness with Nancy Lombardo, where my motto is protecting and serving your well-being. And I'm so happy to introduce our guest this week, Anthony Michalojewski. Did I say that right? Yes.
You did. I know it's a mouthful. Yes, you got it absolutely correct. How are you, Nancy?
Hi, Anthony. Anthony is a spiritualist, a full-time evidential medium, an animal communicator, certified vibrational sound healer, and teacher. Anthony is a member of the Church of Living Spirit in Lily Bell, but he resides in the beautiful mountains of Western North Carolina area for over 20 years and is known as the Asheville Medium. I love that. And his website is AshevilleMedium.com. So, hi, Anthony.
Hi, how are you? Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
I know. We were just talking about business. I love your background, and looks all zen, and it looks nice. You said you've had a busy day, so.
I have. I had a mediumship circle. I had about 9 people today, and I have it once a month. And we do psychic and mediumship exercises and lots of great meditations. And so that finished at 5:30, about 5 o'clock, and then a quick bite, and then to jump on here and join you.
Awesome. So, I told you I had a series of questions. I'm going to jump right in. I know I just gave a really quick introduction about yourself. Would you like to indulge a little bit more about who you are and what you are?
Yes, sure. Why not? You know, as most of us as mediums, we had a lot of spiritual experiences that led us up to what we do today, right? For many years, I feel like I really kind of you know, pushed it aside and ignored it. I just didn't want anything to do with it. And so for quite a few people out there that know me, they know me as the hairdresser. So I've been doing hair for over 45 years. And I still do hair once a week to keep up with some of my favorite clients. But I do mediumship full-time now, and I absolutely love it. It has changed my life, you know. So I'm kind of a late bloomer doing mediumship, you know, as far as waiting till well, I was in my 50s before I started doing mediumship.
But what I love about hairdressing is a very intimate thing with people, and you're sitting there, you're talking, you're listening. You're probably even feeling things when you're working on people, I would imagine.
That's exactly how it started, you know. It started as when I was a kid and as a child, and then through my teenage years and through my young adolescent years, I had a lot of experiences with spirit coming to visit me, or having, you know, premonitions or feelings about things and then having them come to fruition. And as I worked with clients, it just seems like it really, you know, manifested and multiplied pretty much in my face, where I couldn't ignore it. And I, you know, from there, started taking classes. And, you know, as well as a medium, you have to build your confidence. So for me to really indulge myself in the education gave me the confidence to move forward and to trust in myself, you know, to know that what I was feeling and what I was seeing, what I was feeling and hearing and visualizing was true. And so I really applied a lot of my mediumship to my hairdressing. I really kind of worked my way up the ranks of hairdressing and studied in England and studied in France and Scotland. I also worked at Vidalsa Soons for a while. And so with that, you know, higher education of going to the top to study with the best, I really went that arena as well with going with mediumship. And so I studied with Mavis Patilla exclusively, and she used to teach at the Arthur Findlay College in Stansted, England. I studied with Tony Stockwell exclusively as well as James von Prague, and I'm certified through James von Prague, and a number of other mediums, you know, along the way who have supported me, you know, and said, Anthony, you have to do this. So they pushed me, and, you know, I once was sitting on the other side and not having the confidence, but wondering, like, where is this going to take me? How is this, you know, what am I going to do with this knowledge, this education? And one day I just said to myself, you know, I'm just going to surrender to spirit and stop being so analytical and see where it takes me. And I had a friend ask me last year, she says, where do you see yourself in 5 years? Well, I'm 61. Well, me 61 this year. And I said, you know, I really don't, for the first time in my life, I don't really know where I'm going to be in 5 years. I'm surrendering it to spirit, and I'm just going to surrender wherever it takes me. Am I still applying myself? Yes, I'm applying myself, but it just seems like all these doors are opening up for me now. So it's been great.
Yeah, and we talk about that a lot. It seems like trust, that word comes up constantly. And it's such an important word in mediumship for sure. And I love the word surrender because it's a very difficult thing to do, especially with personality and like to control every little thing. And it's very hard to surrender sometimes.
It is. Well, you came from a background of being very analytical as well, and you know, it's the whole technical aspect of how you're going to approach something, or, you know, in my case, dealing with a customer. There's all different types of customers, and you don't own them. They come to you, and they come from different walks of life and backgrounds, and it really broadens your, I think it broadens your mind and your heart, and how you relate yourself to people.
Yeah, I think it's awesome. Yeah, for sure.
It does. Yeah, it really does.
So I know you said that you had these feelings, because I hear this a lot as a child, but can you explain what it was that you felt, saw? What was it exactly that you felt that you had mediumistic abilities?
Well,
when?
The first time it happened was when I was 5, and I had a gentleman who came to me in spirit, and presented himself, and of course he was as real as I am talking to you, and he was an elderly gentleman, and we had a home next to our home when I was growing up on the property that was vacant. The person that lived there, a gentleman, had passed away, and that property kind of came with the property. And my dad used it as a camp kind of thing for hunting. He was a hunter part-time, you know. I'm not really a hunter, but I'm an animal lover, so, but I had a hard time going in that house, because I felt as though it was somebody else's house, and I felt they were still there, so I, for the life of me, wouldn't go in there. But one day he came to me, and he held my hand, and he said, come to me, I have something to show you. And I don't remember all of the conversation, but I do know, you know, his mouth wasn't moving. I was able to hear him, you know, through my mind. And I was responding to him back through my mind as well. It was really quite amazing. He was very gentle and very loving and a good soul. I felt very safe and secure, which I would never go with strangers at that time. So the next thing I knew, I was catapulted probably about 170 feet above the house. I was levitated, and there was nothing sustaining me or anything. I just know that there were four beings behind me that were kind of like light beings. And they said, we have you, Anthony, don't worry. The sun was setting, you know, somewhat, you know, it was dusk, and it was just before dinner time. And I said, you know, you've got to put me down, because my mom's going to have dinner in the next 15 minutes or so. And sure enough, she came out of the house, and she's calling for me and in a panic, and she can't find me. And she told me to stay close to the house, you know, don't go anywhere. And we lived out in the country, so it was like our next door neighbor was a half a mile away. So she was in a panic. And the next thing I knew, I was brought back behind our garage, which was separated from the house. And she came around the corner, and she says, I have been looking for you for 25 minutes. Where have you been? And she, of course, her face was red. She was mad. And I kind of got scolded for not being around the house. But I never told her until I was much later in my adulthood. And she remembered it. And she trusted me. She believed every word I said. But that was my first experience. And I'll never forget it. I was like five.
I mean, that's a wild experience.
Yeah, I've been levitated.
Living in that house next door?
No, we never lived there, but I went to visit it afterwards a few times, and that gentleman would come to me on a regular basis and communicate with me. I don't remember the conversations we had. I don't know. I felt like it was more of a download than it was a communication verbally. I don't know how to explain that. And then I was levitated again when I was a teenager, about 14. And I had been levitated in my room and the mattress lifted. And that was also a very traumatic experience for me, especially after watching The Exorcist about a week before that. So it was very traumatizing and I was fearful. So, it just continued. Spirit has constantly come to me and presented itself as to say, hey, we're here, Anthony, we're here. Pay attention.
We're not here to scare you.
Yeah, and that's, and people say, well, weren't you scared? Were you scared? And I said, well, at the time I was kind of scared, but they were trying to get my attention in such a severe way. It's like that was their way of saying, hey, we're going to get your attention and you'll never forget it. And it worked.
Fantastic, for sure. So, I was having a conversation with my guest ago, and we were talking about how not all mediums are spiritualists, that's for sure. But mm-hmm. How did you come into spiritualism?
Well, to be honest with you, I was raised Catholic. I think the Catholic religion is wonderful. I love the ritual of it. I was very involved in the church. Depending on the church that you go to, it's like, depending on who's heading the church, it depends on how lenient they can be, and I know it's like that with different denominations and different religions. And we had a really great priest, and then he left, and then things changed, and I kind of left, the Catholic Church because they didn't, I realized I was gay, and then that wasn't accepted in the religion. And I felt kind of outcasted and really disappointed and let down. And so I was kind of searching for something that I could have a spiritual relationship with. How I found out about spiritualism, I think I found out about it through Mavis Patilla. And the nice thing that she presented to all of us in class was just giving us a history of spiritualism, which really gave me a lot of insight to American history and how it was such a big importance to American history with the women's suffrages movement and Lilydale combined together and allowing the suffrages to go through each spiritualist church. And that's why we have equal rights and women's rights and the abolishment of slavery and so many great attributes to it. But I always felt as though I look at another person as another spirit. So if we're all God's children or Creator's children, then I feel that we all should be the same, right? And in spiritualism, we look at each other as an equal. Men don't have the more power over a woman and vice versa. And we're all in the image of Creator or God consciousness or God's divine. And that really, really inspired me to look more deeply into what I wanted to find in my spiritual path personally. And so spiritualism rang a bell for me.
Yeah.
I just And then the fact of me being a medium made me realize, I think it's the only church, it's not the only religion, but it's the only church that allows a medium to come to a registered medium to do mediumship and be part of the church service, which is just wonderful.
Yeah.
Because we are, you know, we are connecting with the loved ones and the divine, and they're there 100% with God and Creator and that divine consciousness. And we're the vessel. We're this, you know, it's their beautiful gift that flows through us. And we're the mouthpiece for the spirit world. That's why we're called the medium, because we're between the physical and the divine spirit. So
I think one of the things that separates our religion is the fact that we do believe in the continuity of life.
And absolutely.
We witness it, and we believe in communication with the other side, and we see it. And so, yeah, I love that about spiritualism.
And, you know, Nancy, I have to tell you, for a part of my life, I didn't believe in anything for a while. I know that's really hard for me to admit that. It almost in a sense gets me emotionally upset. Do I want to cry? Because there is that part of me, that component that was so lost. And when I realized that I was a medium, I thought, oh my goodness, this is the true connection. This is absolutely amazing. And the love and the healing that you felt, and then the evidence to prove that who you're communicating with from the past, but also the evidence of the present, of them being so close to us and being part of our lives now, and that they're still alive, just like you and I are. We have to respect them. It's a sacred responsibility and that continuation of life. And it just rang for me, you know?
Yeah, I love that you say that way. Yeah, you're right about that. I think you kind of answered this, but I'm going to ask you anyways. Is there any medium or medium that had a very large impact on you and your ability with mediumship?
Yes. Well, there's been many that have had. I think when you study with certain mediums, I think you take an element of knowledge from each of them.
Of course. Yes.
And I always, as a teacher, always encourage people to study with other mediums, because I think it's important that we all are doing the same type of work. We should all be upholding each other and supporting each other with the work that we do, and we work all differently.
Mm-hmm.
So the answer to your question, I would say Mavis Patilla is right there at my top notch, and I wish I would have done her mentorship. And as you well know, she's passed. And but she comes to me every once in a while, so it's kind of special.
Hearing people at church, I mean, over and over again, she had such a world impact on people. She was, and I'm sure she realizes that here. She still sees it and witnesses it, but man, she was a powerhouse for sure.
She is, and she made you work hard for it. She made you work hard as a medium. She's not going to let you get by just some generic answer. There's just no way. She'll make you go back to spirit, work hard for it, Anthony. I know what you're capable of doing. And it made me more disciplined. And it also, with her teaching, allows me to be probably more hard on my students.
Right, that's coming out.
But they love it, though. They love it. They're like, they love my teaching. They say, you're the best teacher ever. And I'm like, that's really great to hear. So
I'm
just doing my thing.
I coordinated at one of our workshops here at Lilydale for an entire weekend. And I remember that you'd get up in front and she'd put her hand on your back and she'd be feeling that energy of voice. She's like, connect. And she could feel that, whether you're connected, not connected. It was very interesting.
Well, I think it's important, because she taught me to know whether to link in with my students, psychically or mediumistically, and to know the difference. And I think if you're going to teach a class, you should be able to link into your students to know what energy they're working in. Are they in their analytical mind, or are they, you know, connected with spirit? And you should be able to link into spirit with them to see where they are and to help them along and coach them energetically.
Yes, you're exactly right about that. It's very important. So I love this question because I like to hear people's answers. How did you first find out about Lilydale?
How did I find about Lilydale? Let me see. I think it was through another medium a long time ago that I studied here locally. Her name is Jill Jackson. And I studied with her, and that's how I first heard of Lilydale.
Because you've been coming to Lilydale, right?
Yeah, this has been four times now. This will be my fifth time I'm coming this season.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And
what made you want to come to begin with?
Well, I thought the history of it, I'm a big history person, so I love history, and I'm a big, huge period piece person too, so I love that, you know, Edwardian, Victorian time period. I'm sure I was there sometime in another life. I just think the history is really fascinated me, and everyone said the energy was just amazing at Lilydale, which it is. And, you know, you're also lucky to be living there. I want to have a home, a residence there. Whether I'll live there full-time, I don't think so. I probably would live there part-time. But I'd like to have a residence there eventually. So if you hear of a house that comes on the market, please let me know. That's true. That's very true.
And you'll know it.
Yeah, I don't want a lot of high maintenance with a big house. I want a, you know, nice small home so I can keep it under control.
Right now it's really cold here in Lilydale. And it's been kind of a mild winter, so I'm not complaining. We haven't got as much snow as we normally got, so I'm not complaining. That's all.
Uh-huh.
I find it really curious that I know last year for a fact that you came here and attended that week-long class before season.
It was the physical mediumship seminar.
And now this year, boom, you're part of the presenters. So that's cool. Would you like to talk about that?
Yeah, you know, it's been a couple of years, but it took me a while to realize that I am a physical medium. I am in the beginning stages of realizing this, you know. I just had a few experiences that kind of, you know, spirit has its way of saying, hey, here we are. I was on stage demonstrating here locally in Hendersonville, North Carolina, and I had, probably close to 100 people in the audience, and five different separate times I had these huge flashes of light above my head, and it stopped me in my tracks. It stopped me from speaking with my connection with spirit. While I was giving a message to someone in the audience. And I can hear each time the flash of light happened, it was so intense, the whole audience, you can hear them, you know, shudder in the audience. So they all saw it. And the last time, it happened five separate times in one evening, and the last time was so intense, I took three steps back because it just startled me so much, you know. And I just knew it was physical mediumship happening. At the time, the lighting person didn't show up, and so the sound person had to, technician had to handle the lights. And they can only get the blue lights to work, and the regular lights, they couldn't get them to tone down or, what do you call it, on a dimmer switch? They weren't able to dim them for whatever reason. So he put the blue lights on me, and I was able to see the audience that way from my stage, from my standpoint. And so when we were finished, I always have questions and answers at the end of my performance and of demonstration. Everybody wanted to know, what was the light? Tell us about the lights. And I said, well, this is really new. This has not happened on stage before. It's happened in my reading room here many times. It's also, I've had indirect voice and direct sound in the room. Just a couple couple of days, well, actually last week, I had a reading, a couple's reading, two sisters, and I heard a rooster as clear as day. Now, I live in a residential area on a mountain, but we're not allowed to have, you know, chickens and roosters in the community. And so when I heard the rooster, I was like, who's got this rooster? And I mean, it was loud as you can believe, but they couldn't hear it. They couldn't hear it. Cause I said, do you hear it? And they're like, no. It kept going on and on. And in the reading, and I can only talk about this one part of it, was the spirit was trying to tell me that the person I was speaking about needed to be like a rooster. He needed to be head up his family and, you know, step into his maleness more so, I think. And that's what the rooster was representing in spirit. But I thought it was just hilarious that the people sitting across from me could not hear this. And we just laughed. They must have thought I was nuts. But the reading was great.
I think the audience with the lights probably thought that was all staged too. For effect and drama?
No, they knew it wasn't because it came from different areas and the lighting was very minimalistic in this above the stage. So everybody was looking. You could, because we weren't sitting in the dark, you could see the lights of where they were, and the flashes of light were coming where there wasn't any mounted, you know, structure of light. Mm-hmm. It was amazing. When I went to Lilydale last year, I was able to step into the cabinet off the property at a medium's home. And I was able to have, I apported one amethyst and also a British coin. And a few other things fell from the ceiling after I came out of trance from the cabinet. And that in itself, was amazing. The lights were completely on, and I was already seated out of the cabinet and drinking water from being in trance. And we just hear all these things falling from the ceiling, and they were bouncing on the floor, you know. And everyone's running around going, oh my gosh, I can't believe that these things are falling on the floor. And these are apports, Anthony, these are apports. And we couldn't find the other two, but we found two. So I thought that was pretty cool. So that was the first time that happened for me. So I didn't even know I could do that.
Nope. And then you get invited back to help them this year. What's your part in the week-long? Week-long event.
It's mental and physical mediumship.
And the 20th, we said that, of June.
It is, and it's the week before opening week of Lilydale. So if there's anyone out there who would like to join us, who's interested in wanting to attempt or try something different as far as mental mediumship, you can try demonstrating mediumship on platform, which I'll be teaching that. I also will be teaching transfiguration, and that will allow people to go into the cabinet for the first time if they've ever wanted to go into cabinet. And do a trance and see what that feels like with the energy in the cabinet. That's a great experience. We'll be doing some table tipping. We'll be doing flower readings. So we'll be doing tea leaf readings. There are also going to be seances on Friday and Saturday at the end of the conference with Michael Shane and Julie Andriani.
Yeah, they were.
And they are amazing. They are amazing physical mediums. And so if you've never attended a seance, that is just in itself, if you're going to study with somebody, you need to or experience it to be with the real thing. They're really, really talented. I really enjoyed it last year, and I got a chance to, I think, do three or four seances last year.
Built a good group here last year. Built a pretty good group.
We're
going to be even bigger.
Yes, it is. So we're super, super excited. So there'll be mental mediumship that we'll be doing classes on. The intro to mediumship, I'll be teaching that as well. And I'm teaching two classes the following week after opening weekend, which will be an intro to psychic development, and then the intro to mediumship, which is called Opening the Door to Spirit. Isn't that right, Nancy?
Yeah.
I think that's the name of that.
The date's going to be June 24th, and then the second date is a Wednesday, June 26th. So Monday
that's correct.
The 24th and Wednesday the 26th. You said those are entire day classes also.
They are. They're full day classes. So if you're wanting to tune in on your physical, on your psychic development, we'll be touching base on different types of psychic modalities. I like to do psychometry. I love psychometry. I have been part of an investigation team in the past, and that's always been great for that type of work. And also when you're doing it as a medium, sometimes you run across people who have been, who've disappeared or who've been, seriously, they've been maybe murdered or whatever. And so you're part of that investigation, not only for the family, but the police department, and that really comes in handy. Let's see what else we'll be covering in that class. I try to really focus on using your own personal psychic senses versus then relying on tools. I like to work on tools. I call them toys. So like tarot cards and the pendulum, and there's several other different ways of divination. I really try to teach my students to work within and work out. So they're slightly gradually blending their energy with the next person in front of them so that you're not smothering the person. You're just gently blending with the next person. And that allows you to read their auric field and communicate with their spirit guide and, talk about their past and their life and then what has brought them to where they are today. And it's just really great. It's just how I teach, and I love that part of it. So that's what we'll be focusing on. And then in the meantime,
more towards beginners, or can anybody go to this?
I think anyone can go to it because I'm going to start from a beginning for psychic development, and we'll be covering some things that I'm sure a lot of people already know. But I'm going to get really into the juice of the class and get you into exercises quite quickly, because as you well know, the more that we work with our senses and all the clairs and our chakra system, then we get to know how we work individually, because we all work differently. And so what my outcome is of the class is, by the end of the class, you're going to get some kind of idea of where you fall into how you relate to your psychic development. And the same thing with in the mediumship as well. I work from within and out, and some mediums work out and work in. I work in and work out. So that's what I'm teaching.
Okay.
So
your first time teaching here in Louisville, yeah?
It is. And I'll be having lots of handouts in my classes. I love handouts, so that you can take small, minimal notes, but pay attention up here to me and, learn the exercises. And we're going to have fun. You know, it's about having fun. It's about exploring. And I also go over a lot of the ethical things of working psychically and mediumistically in these classes, the things not to do, the things to do, how serious you need to take it because you're working with people's lives.
Yeah.
And your intention behind the work you do, you know.
Yeah, totally. It's all very important.
Mm-hmm.
Very important.
Right.
So I'd like to ask you if there's any reading specifically that had a very deep impact on you and your kids.
Any particular reading that I've had in the past, you mean?
Yeah, that just had a really big impact on you.
I've had a lot. I can tell you I had a reading. I can't go really much into it. I think professionally, not to give too much detail. where I had someone's family was lost in a plane crash, and all of them had been lost all at one particular time. I do know that it was on a sunny day, so there was no turbulent weather to bring the plane down. I do feel that because of the nature of the family's involvement in cures for diseases, that somehow there's a mystery that the plane was taken down maliciously. That was amazing to read for.
That's a lot, yeah.
It was a lot. Because there were six people on the plane that she lost at one time.
And something like that could have such a big impact of healing also.
Yeah, it was her search also to see if she could find any more information to find out who was responsible for this.
Yeah.
And my answer to this person, I had to just be honest and say, I really don't think it's safe for you to do that. It was a hard call to make, but I know that it was a very dangerous zone because I feel in this particular situation, there were people that were trying to avoid a cure for something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was, and she's been back to me, you know, since then. I don't know. I think I just couldn't believe that. And there were also some celebrity figures that were involved in her family's life that came up. And I usually am not typically a name medium, but I got the names and I couldn't believe it.
That was hard.
Yeah. And I kept going, oh my gosh, you're kidding. Are you serious? And she said, yeah, my family knows these people. And I went, wow. And so that was, I would say that was my first celebrity connection with reading someone in the celebrity realm of the past.
What advice, if there's anybody that might be listening that might be hesitant to make it, wants to go to a medium but are hesitant, would you give them any advice?
Yeah, certainly. Well, first of all, I think you need to research your medium. I think that their website and their references and their social media pages need to be all in sync. I think the intent of the medium, of what they're putting out there to the world, I think you should research that as well. I also feel like, too, you need to resonate with the medium personally. I think, you know, there's a medium there for everybody, right? And you resonate with someone that has a great personality and that has integrity. You know, what we're doing is very sacred. There's a lot of responsibility behind it. And you should be taking this seriously. This isn't just about parlor games and tricks. This is, you're dealing with people's lives, not only in the physical world, but the people in spirit, because they're very much alive, like you and I. So there has to be a lot of respect. So do your homework and look for the right medium.
And
that's somebody who's just taken a few classes and says, oh, I'm a medium, you know. To become a medium, it has to be an unfoldment of your physical world, your physical life, and your mediumship learning at the same time, because your life is changing as you're learning more about your development, and then you're developing differently in your physical life as well. And you know, sometimes you have those dull moments where nothing's happening. You're like, okay, where's my client and what am I doing now, or why isn't anything happening? I always have to reassure my students that when nothing's happening, you're still getting downloads. You're still evolving, even during those quiet times.
Mm-hmm.
So trust that it'll get moving again, right? And I also, let's see, how would you find your medium? I would look at the references too. I would read the reviews. I have a Google page, Anthony Miklojewski Psychic Medium, and I have plenty of reviews there, and then I have my reviews on my website as well. And
those are all great ones.
Yeah, I think that's a good thing.
I was going to ask you this question, but you already answered it way early on. I was going to ask you where you see your future with your mediumship, but I love that you said, the sky is the
Well, you know, I should be so blasé about it, but I do want to teach. I want to continue to teach. I love teaching. I still love doing readings and continue to do my readings. I do group readings. I do couples readings. I do platform mediumship in front of audiences. And when I come to Lilydale, if any of you, when you guys come to Lilydale, if you come to the church service, we always have several registered mediums, visiting mediums, and student mediums that volunteer their time to be part of the service and give beautiful messages. And when I'm there, and whether I'm there as a student, on my days off, I usually end up volunteering over at the churches. You'll see me there sometimes a couple days a week, a couple times a day, because I love it. I love what I do. And
we appreciate our visiting mediums helping out for sure, because it's a lot of work. And they're more outdoor services rather than church services specifically. But and we have several. We have the Stump. We have free message services at the Stump, at Forest Temple, a 2:30 auditorium, 4:30. So we have several free events where people can go and experience a reading free. And you're right. I mean, the mediums do volunteer their time and go to these outdoor services and provide many readings for people just to get a taste of what it's all about. So it's a really cool thing. Part of their gate pass. So
yeah, exactly. And, you know, mediumship is really all about healing. It's about having that knowledge of my relative is okay. Maybe your relative wasn't the nicest of relatives when they were here in the physical world, and they could only be the best they can possibly be. And now there's a greater awareness over there, and they're saying to you, I'm sorry, I wish I was a better mom or a better brother or a better friend. And they bring the evidence to prove those experiences, and then they say, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And, you know, please forgive me, and I love you, and I'm proud of you. And that's always so great to get that from, you know, the other side. It's just that in itself is, or even, you know, you may have a client that just wants to make sure that they're not suffering anymore and that they're doing great. And of course, in the spirit world, they don't suffer anymore. There's no physical form. But to know that they're at a place where they used to be 100%, at their peak of their life. And they may be, they might have died at 86 years old, but she's saying she's back in her 50s at her peak, and she's, you know, her grandmother's well put together, and she's doing great. She's dancing, and she's listening to that particular type of music. It's so reassuring. It brings tears and joy at the same time.
It is. It's just beautiful. It's a beautiful thing to watch, for sure. Well, I can't believe that time went by so quickly.
It always does, in spirit.
Can you remind people how they can find you and if they want to get in touch with you?
Yes. You can find me at AshevilleMedium.com. All my teaching classes are listed there. I host a mediumship circle, so if you're in the area of Asheville, North Carolina, I have people driving two and a half hours to come from my mediumship circle. And I'll be teaching, you know, in Lilydale this summer, so I'd be more than happy to meet all new faces and some familiar faces.
Awesome, yeah.
Yeah, I'm very excited about it.
And they can, our website is all current with everything coming up for the summer season. So you can go to the Lilydale Inc. website and pull that up, lilydale.org, and find out and you can register for your classes right now, actually. So
that's right.
Always a good thing. So, Anthony, I thank you so very much for joining me this evening and having this discussion. You were lovely. And
thank you.
I know I'll run into you this summer.
So are you, though.
Like, by chance, they're like, hey, remember when you're walking around, it's like, Anthony,
We never have time for coffee because we're always so busy.
Like,
but we have to have coffee this time. We have to have coffee.
Well, thank you so much for joining me.
Oh.
If anybody has any questions, please post your comments in the comment section on the Facebook page, and we'll go through and we'll answer your questions and comments back for you. As always, thank you for joining me this evening. I'll be back again in 2 weeks, where my goal here is to enrich your mind, body, and soul on your pathway to healthy living. My name is Nancy Lombardo. My Facebook page, Wellness with Nancy Lombardo. And I appreciate you being here, Anthony. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Nancy.
Until next time, good evening, everybody. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us. Bye-bye.